Citizens for a Responsible Government needed more than 15,000 signatures to get a recall election of the Democratic senator from Poplar. CRG Network Field Operations Director Orville Seamer won't say how many signatures they gathered after 53 days of circulating petitions.
We had hoped to have all the signatures by this point, and that didn't happen. We're very close, but we would not have had a very good cushion. So we decided to focus our efforts on getting Governor Walker and Lieutenant Governor Clayfish reelected, and then we will restart the recall sometime after June 5th.
Well, I don't believe anything that the CRG says.
That's Senator Jelk. With 10 people showing up for a recall rally in Superior 2 weeks ago and another 14 or so in Ashland, he says CRG lacks credibility.
They've dipped their toes into a number of recalls in recent years and properly flopped on their faces in each and every one of them. They had a week left, by the way, so this notion that they had the signatures but just didn't have enough batting is just another lie.
While Seamer says they'll probably resume the recall effort after the June 5th recall election is over, they'd have to start from scratch. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.